Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. The food scene is ever-evolving, and staying up with the latest trends is a daunting task, which is why there are such events as fancy food fairs, where the movers and shakers of the food industry meet periodically to see the latest thing. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Quirks and Abercrombie, we are very fortunate to have back with us our resident food scout, Adam Borden. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And you've got some really interesting things here.
Well, today I brought with us what seems to be the new hot product of the year, which is black garlic.
Get out of town.
And as you can see here, it is truly black.
Holy mackerel. Peel that back. Look at that.
It's actually, when you purchase it, you buy it in the clove, and you peel back the skin. It's fermented for about a month, And then it's dried. And when you hold it, it's got a very soft feel. It's almost like licorice.
Like roasted garlic almost, but it's not. It has not been cooked at all.
Yeah, I'm looking at a...
Smell it, Al. It's got this really interesting smell, too.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's got a nice caramelized kind of flavor.
Right.
And you could use it in a marinade. You could use it with grilled meats in a salad.
It's very cool stuff.
It doesn't have any of the tanginess of raw garlic.
A lot more mellow, then.
Yeah.
Where did this originate?
It started in South Korea.
Uh-huh.
Came about...
Oh, that makes sense.
About 4 years ago, where there's a tradition of preservation, like in kimchi.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it comes from. And as I said, it's relatively new.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's out there. You can find it.
So that'll be in the produce department, I guess.
It might be, or you might have to find it online.
Okay.
Yep.
Very, very interesting. Now, you got a bunch of things in bottles here that look really fascinating. What do you want to start off with?
Well, I want to start off with the purple carrot juice.
Okay.
And
I've never heard of a purple carrot.
And the reason why is because there's been a lot of focus on heirloom varietals, vegetables and fruits, tomatoes, obviously, have
Absolutely.
Become very mainstream now. Well, purple carrots is one of those varieties.
Yeah,
and
they're very cool.
Darker fruits and vegetables contain a lot more antioxidants. So for people who are very convinced that, say, things like black garlic have certain health properties, the same is true with purple carrot juice.
Sure.
When you taste it, you'll find that it has virtually none of that flavor of a juice bar kind of carrot juice.
No, it's actually pretty good. I like it.
It's got almost sort of an apple-y
dark,
pear.
Yeah, almost a berry taste to it.
And it is purple. I mean, it is like
dark.
A Merlot.
Yeah,
the bottle is stained.
It does
exactly.
look like, this would be a breakfast beverage, I would guess.
You could do that, if you wanted to mix it into some sparkling water or something like that for
sure.
something
yeah, it's
like
pretty
that.
Intense flavor. It would definitely take
purple
a little dash
juice.
Of sparkling water.
Cool.
Yep. It's from a company in Pennsylvania called Smart Juice.
Yeah. There's some other ones here, huh?
Yep. We also have fig and quince.
Yeah.
Again, some really unusual kind of stuff. People, I think, are starting to branch out and try and find new and unusual kind of fruits and beverages.
And they're like little 7-ounce bottles. They're perfect for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And what's in these other kind of cool looking bottles?
So I would describe purple carrot juice as the trend towards healthy drinks.
Right.
And the not so healthy drink, so to speak.
I like to go on both sides of the fence.
Right. It's certainly the trend towards more artisan mixed drinks.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
So although I didn't bring the rum to make the dark and stormy, what I did bring was some Fentimans ginger beer.
Oh, this stuff's
I
really
love
good.
Ginger beer.
Yeah, it's
and
very
it's
intense.
Made the company's over 100 years old.
Wow.
They are made in the UK. They have this great signature bottle that's based off of their old cask.
It's even got that sort of spice that almost burn your mouth thing that really good ginger
this
has.
This is good ginger beer.
But it's not so overpowering that you couldn't
it's
drink it on its own.
It's not sweet at all. No, no.
No.
It's really good.
And
what's the other one?
So, and the other one is what they call their orange jigger, which is orange as orange could be in color. And it's got this great orangey flavor, again, with a little bit of the fermentation. And you can imagine mixing this into anything that would require orange juice for a mixed drink.
Yeah, this would make a great screwdriver.
Really killer. Really nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I would have the ginger beer with shandies.
Yeah.
Mix it with some beer. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.